This episode is sponsored by
Omega Mind LLC.
Welcome to your Expat Expert podcast, where we provide expatriate services to individuals and companies moving abroad in an educational environment with an informative voice, helping you feel confident and, more importantly, prepared. As you prepare to take this journey to study, work, volunteer, or retire abroad, subscribe to Your Expat Expert podcast to minimize the nobody told me or I didn't know moments. Now let's begin with a smoother transition. Today on the show, we have Alicia Berry. Dorothy and Alicia Berry, CPR. They are AHA certified BLS instructors. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us, Tiffany.
Hey, well, why don't you tell us about your company and services?
Dorothy and Alicia Berry CPR has been in operation for over 6 years, helping to provide basic life support education to many different organizations from an individual level to large organizations.
Okay, so in order to remain healthy in another country, what are the first steps in traveling abroad?
You first want to ensure that you have your complete medical history. All of your healthcare providers can facilitate that information and get it to you, and you want to take it with you as an international package is the first thing you want to do. The second thing you want to do is to know your health. Know where you stand health-wise. If you have any medications that you need to take along with you, how much of those medications you need with you for the length of stay. And you also want to check and see if there are any areas of healthcare warnings that exist in that particular location that you're going to.
Okay. And also probably know the refilling procedures if you're going to be there longer, right?
Yes, yeah. Definitely. You want to know if you plan to stay longer than, you know, originally planned. You want to know how you would be able to refill those prescriptions and ensure that they're the correct prescription and that it's going to be the same wherever you are.
Okay. Okay, so what is this traveling diarrhea? And how do we prevent from this happening to us?
So, traveler's diarrhea is a digestive tract disorder, or it's also been called an intestinal infection that comes from eating or digesting unsanitary food or water.
Okay.
Which is common when you go to different areas. Their food handling practices are different, mm-hmm. and their water supplies also, you know, vary from the cleanliness that we have and the plants that we have here to clean our water. Okay. What you want to do is to be careful what it is you're eating. Make sure you know where it came from and how they make it or what it is that's going into it. Not that you can always monitor directly what's going into your food, but you do want to be careful and you want to know exactly what it is you're eating. So you want to steer clear of the more exotic foods and stick to the foods that you know.
Okay.
You also want to stay hydrated. The best way to ensure that you stay hydrated, even if you're unsure about the water supply where you are, you can visit your expatexpert.com and go into the health tab where you can find some of the items that will help to clean the water and even some over-the-counter medications to help with the diarrhea.
Oh, from the Amazon store?
Yes.
Okay. And then it also is helpful to have the multivitamins and protein shakes when you're living in another country as well, until you get acclimated to everything that they have in their diet.
That is very true. And you want to stay away from the heavier foods. So you want to eat mm-hmm. light when you first arrive.
Absolutely.
To ensure that your digestive system stays kind of in a balanced form.
Okay. Before we take a break, how can we contact you?
You can contact me at two numbers. There's one, which is my number directly, at Alicia Berry at 202 800-200-9648. And I also have an associate who's Dorothy Berry. She can be reached at 202-696-6173.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Dorothy and Alicia Berry, CPR, AHA certified BLS instructors, we encourage all to learn the basics and save a life. We can be reached at 202-696-6173 or 202-200-9684 or via Facebook at facebook.com/ADJ.
Okay, so although Zika is the big scare right now, dengue is still around. So what should you do when traveling abroad and you're concerned about all these other diseases?
The best thing I would tell you to do is to go to the CDC's website. That's the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and it's cdc.gov, and know before you go. Make sure there are no viruses, infectious outbreaks, or any of the likes when you're traveling to these places. Dengue and Zika are likely now, and they're both mosquito-borne illnesses. So you also, again, want to check out the Amazon store and get your wristbands and the other mosquito and bug repellents, and make sure that you take those things along with you or purchase them as soon as you land.
Okay. So before we go, how can we contact you again?
We can be reached at 202-696-6173 or 202-200-9648. We also have a Facebook page, and that's Dorothy and Alicia Berry CPR, which is facebook.com/ADJ.
Okay, well, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for listening to Your Expat Expert Podcast. We would love to hear about your international experience. Email us your story to yourexpatexpert@gmail.com. Enjoy your journey, because your new life is about to begin.